Hello, Booklicious listeners. Welcome back to another episode where we talk about the books that are making waves, the ones you just can't put down. And today, we have a real treat for you. We're diving into Gone Before Goodbye, the new thriller by none other than Reese Witherspoon and Harlan Coben. Yes, you heard that right. Hollywood meets one of the masters of suspense. So grab your coffee, your cozy blanket, or your commute headphones, because this is a story that's fast, twisty, and keeps you on the edge of your seat. All right, let's start with the basics. Gone Before Goodbye follows Maggie McCabe, a former Army combat surgeon. Her life has fallen apart after losing her medical license due to personal and professional setbacks. So when a mysterious, high-paying opportunity arises to work for a secretive, ultra-wealthy client, Maggie thinks she's found a way back on track. But of course, nothing is ever that simple. A patient goes missing under suspicious circumstances, and suddenly, Maggie isn't just navigating her own career struggles, she's in the middle of a web of secrets, lies, and dangerous power plays. What starts as a chance to rebuild her life quickly becomes a fight for survival, for the truth, and for understanding exactly who she is in the face of impossible choices. It's a classic setup that promises high stakes, and let me tell you, it delivers. Without giving away too much, the plot moves fast. Maggie's story begins with loss, her military career, her license, and a sense that everything she relied on has vanished. The job she takes seems like the answer, but the disappearance of a patient flips her world upside down. From there, the story becomes part detective story, part international thriller. Maggie has to unravel complex situations, figure out who she can trust, and face moral dilemmas that test her in ways both personal and professional. And the pacing? Oh, it's relentless. The book jumps from tense chase scenes to secretive clinics to moments of quiet reflection, all while the tension just keeps building. If you love stories where the heroine is constantly on the move and the stakes keep rising, this is going to be right up your alley. Now, let's talk about the pairing here. Reese Witherspoon brings more than just her name to the table. She knows how to create a compelling, relatable female protagonist, and she brings that insider understanding of military and medical environments that really grounds the story. Then you have Harlan Coben, who is basically a magician when it comes to twists and suspense. Combine the two, and you get Maggie McCabe, a heroine who feels real, capable, and sympathetic, wrapped in a plot that's classic Coben. Layered, twisty, and impossible to predict. The result? A novel that's fast-moving, emotionally engaging, and built to keep readers glued to the page. Or, in our case, listeners hooked to the audio. Maggie is at heart in this story. She's resourceful, fallible, and smart, which makes her incredibly relatable. Even when she makes questionable choices, you find yourself rooting for her, hoping she can navigate the dangers and moral gray areas she faces. Supporting characters play their roles effectively. They push Maggie to make decisions, create tension, and sometimes mislead her, and us, in ways that heighten the suspense. While some secondary characters could be a little more fleshed out, they're perfect for keeping the story moving and making Maggie's journey feel real. And the voice of the book? It's a blend of cinematic clarity with thriller pragmatism. You can almost see the scenes playing out in your mind, which makes sense considering Witherspoon's experience in bringing stories to life on screen. And the plot has that unmistakable Coben flair for twists and surprises. For anyone listening in audio, here's the fun fact. Reese Witherspoon actually narrates Maggie's voice herself. That adds a level of authenticity and connection to the character that's really special. You can hear the emotional highs and lows, and the performance makes the suspense even more gripping. The audiobook includes other recognizable voices, which adds depth to the story. Honestly, it's one of those listens that makes you feel like you're right there in the action with Maggie, from tense confrontations to quiet, intimate moments. Critics have mostly loved this one for its pacing and the likable, strong lead character. They've praised how Witherspoon's perspective meshes with Coben's twisty plotting. Some reviewers noted that a few plot points might feel familiar to seasoned thriller readers, you know, classic thriller tropes. But even with that, the book succeeds in delivering a fun, edge-on-your-seat experience. It's the kind of story where you might recognize a twist coming, but still, you'll be so invested in Maggie, you won't care. So, who should pick this one up? If you like fast-moving thrillers, strong, resourceful protagonists, and high stakes that keep escalating, this is a perfect fit. Fans of Reese Witherspoon's book club and Harlan Coben thrillers will definitely enjoy it. If you're more into slow burn mysteries or character studies that explore internal psychology rather than action, this one might feel a little too propulsive. But for anyone craving suspense and momentum, it's a solid pick. To wrap it up, Gone Before Goodbye delivers exactly what you hope for in a modern thriller. Tension, a compelling lead, and twists that keep the pages, or in this case, the chapters, turning. Reese Witherspoon and Harlan Coben have created a story that's readable, entertaining, and hard to put down. Whether you're reading the physical book or listening to the audiobook, you'll find yourself immersed in Maggie's world from the first page to the last. It might not reinvent the thriller genre, but it absolutely hits all the marks for an engaging, thrilling ride. That's all for today's episode, Booklicious listeners. If you've read Gone Before Goodbye, we'd love to hear your thoughts, especially if you listen to the audiobook. You can reach out to us on social media or drop us a message in the comments. Until next time, keep reading, keep listening, and keep being Booklicious.